Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Antonio Reynoso, who is the City Council member for District 34, and he's running to be the next borough president for Brooklyn. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us
today. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Our pleasure. New York City has a housing crisis. We have a situation where affordable housing is not affordable, and what we really need is low-income housing. Yes. As the next borough president of Brooklyn, how do you plan to address this issue of housing in Brooklyn?
So the first thing is that people have to know who their borough president is. And I am a candidate that has taken no money, $0, from the real estate industry.
Nada.
Landlord has given me a
nada.
Dollar. Nada. not one dollar. And I think that's important for people to know. Because if I take $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 from the landlords, then I'm going to have to answer to them when I get elected. And people are going to know that I'm unbought, that I haven't taken a dollar from them, and that my interests lie solely with the people of Brooklyn. And that's the problem with housing, is that right now, the developers and the landlords own the conversation. They own the process. They dictate what a community is going to look like, not the people of Brooklyn. So what you end up seeing is large towers going up in our communities and having nobody that looks like us in those developments. And we need to change that. And the way to change that is first by changing the process and ensuring that developers don't drive it, but that the people do. The community boards can be a good step, if reformed, to be the first voice for the people on where they want to see development or whether or not they want to see development. And two, they can negotiate for more affordable housing at affordable housing values that actually mean they're affordable in our city. So I actually have something called comprehensive planning. What it's going to do is going to move away development from just these poor black and brown neighborhoods, which is what's happening now. Black and brown neighborhoods account for most of the development in the city. And I want to move away from that. Why is it that Canarsie and Bay Ridge can't be a part of the conversation for development? Why does it have to be, you know, Central Brooklyn, Bushwick, Williamsburg, Sunset Park, and the same areas in Brooklyn? Let's move away from those poor areas and go to more white affluent areas and ask them to be a part of the growth of our city or the development of our city. And when we do that, we spread the love around. Development doesn't need to happen and to an extreme level in one area. It could happen at less extreme models everywhere else. So my goal here is to move away from this process that is owned by landlords and move into a process that is owned by the people. In the borough president's race, it means a lot because as a young Caribbean boy growing up in Williamsburg, I would have never thought that I would be in a position that I am now to be able to represent the entire borough of Brooklyn. But, you know, I've raised a significant amount of money. I got a significant amount of endorsements. Like, actually having a Caribbean boy in the borough president's office is a reality. And I'm really excited to be able to carry that flag once I get there. So just really want to thank the entire community for its support. And just thank the community for believing in me. And hopefully come June 22nd, I hope to be your first choice on the ballot for borough president in Brooklyn.
Thank you so much for coming and sharing information about your plans regarding housing as the next borough president of Brooklyn.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And how can one support your campaign to help you be the next borough president of Brooklyn?
You can log into Reynoso, R-E-Y-N-O-S-O. For Brooklyn, ForBrooklyn.com. So ReynosoForBrooklyn.com. Also, Reynoso Brooklyn on Twitter, Antonio Reynoso on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me there. But the best way to help is to make sure that people are talking. This is a very large borough. We're going to need hundreds of thousands of votes to win. And the best way for someone to support you is, one, make sure you show up and vote. But two, make sure wherever you are, if you're on the line at the supermarket, if you're in church, if you're in a library, if you're outside in a park and you are talking politics to mention Antonio Reynoso.
Okay, thank you so much. And make sure they vote for you, number one, right?
Yes, number one. Only number one. Only number one. Yes, please.
Okay, thank you so much. So it was a pleasure having you, and we look forward to having you back here again.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. To all my people, thank you so much for listening, and I hope when June 22nd comes around that I could be your first choice.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.